just want to point out a thought that we had in the previous session yesterday. In Matthew 28, before the Lord commissioned his disciples to go and preach to the whole world. Verse 17 in chapter 28. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Also, Mark 16. Verse 14. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And here maybe someone will say, we're speaking about evangelism, about ministry, about preaching the word, as we are speaking in this session. Who am I to go and speak the word? I just want to point two encouragements that we have. One in this section that we have last night, Mark 16 and Matthew 28, and the one in Romans 1. The first one, the Lord, when he commissioned his disciples, what was or what were their condition? Were they in a very high standard? Having a strong faith? As we read here, some doubted. Some didn't believe. After the resurrection, after the appearances of the Lord, after he showed himself to many of them, some of them still didn't believe. And here I see a picture of myself in my weakness, in my failure, a weak vessel. But thank the Lord that he can still send weak believers. But what is the encouragement? As we studied yesterday, first, we have the Lord Jesus as an example, going before us, as we saw in John 4. We have a perfect example that we can follow. We have a risen and ascended Savior in the heaven, having all authority. And as we have in Matthew 28 and Mark 16, he was with them, supporting the ministry, working with them, and confirming the words with the signs. What a perfect, what a wonderful support we have. We are not working by ourselves, but having the Lord Jesus himself working with us. Or in other words, we are working with him. But the second encouragement, as we have been studying now in 2 Timothy 4 and Romans 1, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach what we are preaching. Preaching the word of God. And what is the word of God? Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged swords, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So what a wonderful thought. We have the Lord Jesus with us, supporting us, and we having the word of God as a powerful weapon in our hands. We are not preaching by our power. We are not preaching our words or our thoughts, but we have the word of God, which is powerful in our hands. If we are using it in the right way, it should have its way in the hearts of the people. And we read in Romans 1, the gospel of God is power of God. Dynamos, the same word that comes from it, dynamite. How wonderful, how strong it is. If we have it in our hands, if we are ready, if we are using it in the right way, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, these words will apply to us. 1 Peter 4. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as the ability which God applies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.